podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
And I'm joined today by two giants of the Manchester United fan base. Ronaldo Brown, how are you doing? What are you laughing at? Not you. I'll see you in a minute.
I feel like he felt like you offended him.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go giant and then just leave it at that.
Listen, I don't do any of that, you know. Yeah, people in glass houses and all that, so I'm not about to start doing that sort of stuff. And also, Joe McGrath, how are we doing, Joe?
Very good, thanks for having us. Yeah. You know, we've spent an hour researching this show, so we're ready to just talk football. I'm so ready to chat United.
Batman.
We're
on a Batman flex.
Yeah,
prep time.
Prep time.
Just before we get into all that though, Joe, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been doing some YouTube stuff that I'd love you to go and watch because I need some more viewers.
Go on, what is it?
Just my gram watches at the minute. It's Joe McGrath. I do food reviews and I also have this new show called A Magazine Show, which you should also come on. It's basically where you get these lifestyle magazines. And I talk about the headlines. Some woman got nearly killed by a couple of cows the other day, like real life cows.
Killed by a couple of cows?
She nearly got killed by a couple of cows.
Actual cows? Or?
Physical cows.
Cows.
She took the wrong bit of the field in a walk. These cows surrounded her.
Mm. Sounds like some serious beef.
Oh.
Don't
watch it, thank you.
Cows can be aggressive.
You don't want to get involved with them. We'll put a link in the description. Make sure you go and check out Joe McGrath's channel, all that good stuff, funny stuff as well. You're a very funny guy. Get involved in the comments as well. Let us know what you think about that, what you think about all the topics we'll be talking
about. About cows?
About cows. Get involved. Yeah. Let us know what you think about cows or even bulls. We're not sexist on this channel.
Bull semen can go for a lot of money.
Yeah? How much?
Yeah. You're How looking much? At £300
for what?
For one bit.
For one bit?
Bull semen. Like a bucket. Go for a £300 minimum.
£300 for what? Like a cupful?
Yeah. Even like a teaspoon.
A teaspoon for bull semen?
Why? Wait, why?
£300 for?
Because then it takes it and you can make other cows then, can't you? Farmers reproduce. Where do you think your burgers come from?
One little teaspoon full of bull spunk?
Yeah.
Can get £300.
I don't like the word spunk. All right, bull in the profession.
Semen.
Semen, yeah. £300 minimum. Minimum.
If you see me, I feel like... Don't win with a teaspoon.
With marigolds on.
Can't gloss over that.
What a way to start.
Yeah, exactly. What a way to start.
Pause.
We're going to move on from all the bull. And we're going to start talking about Manchester City have been linked heavily with Jack Grealish and Harry Kane. So we'll be talking about that. Have United done enough? We're going to be talking as well about Harry Kane missing training and... Is there a difference between the way he's treated and the way certain other footballers are treated, mainly some French footballers that play for Manchester United in midfield? We'll also be talking about Jesse Lingard and Donny van der Beek as well. Donny van der Big.
Donny van der Bulk.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey? What are you looking at?
Felt like I'd certain prep to you, forgot.
No, I didn't.
He dropped the ball, innit?
Yeah, I've not got anything prepped. Like, if you've got something prep, mate, you go for it.
You're all about prep.
My screen here. Oh, there you go. There's some notes.
He loves notes.
So we'll be talking about all that. So we'll start with what it says on the thumb. United have obviously bought Jadon Sancho, Jack Grealish. No, we haven't. Rafael Varane. Tom Heaton. We've not put Tom Heaton on the thumb, but bought him. So far, it's been a good transfer window. I think we can all say that. So far, for United.
Yeah, very strong.
Happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy.
I'm not happy, though.
You're not happy? Why not?
No, I'm happy, but not happy.
You're happy, but not ecstatic?
No, ecstatic because, as many people have spoken about, CDM is still not being addressed, has it? And that's probably... a major area that we needed. I think that might have been a leading area that we needed to strengthen.
Do you think
going into it?
Right, you make a good point there, Ronnie. And I'm with you on this. But, Joe, do you think there's an element of we're being a little bit spoiled with that? Or do you think it is a real, genuine, expect that?
I feel like we've deserved it, especially with the underfunding. I feel like we've had a three-course meal, right?
Go on.
We've had the start and the main course. We're excited. I feel like dessert's on its way.
Right, okay.
Do you think? You got some ITK for us.
A little cherry on top. Yeah. Maybe it's nothing massive, but I do feel like we might secure another name before the end of the summer. I'm not saying it's going to be like a whirlwind, like superstar, but maybe someone like you said, like a CDM, or even, you know, we link with Trippier and stuff like that. I feel like we have finished.
So a bit of filler.
I know your ITK.
I've heard he's been looking at ours.
No, wait.
I generally heard that.
That's when you plug yourself. You'll let people know on the magazine show.
He's exclusive.
Exclusive.
He's mates with Kieran Trippier.
I've been looking at house.
Eduardo Camavinga. Him and Eduardo Camavinga like that, mate. They used to hang around together. When they were
Do you know what I mean by that? We're satisfied with the main course. It was a lovely main course. What did you have?
What did I have?
Yeah, a few main course. What did you have?
I'm on a diet, mate.
You had nothing.
What did you have? Something a little bit.
Just lettuce.
No. Salad, man. Caesar salad. Can't go wrong.
Caesar salad's decent.
Well, you got
chicken Caesar salad.
Has to be chicken.
Good lad.
Have you seen me?
Good lad.
Unstereotypic.
But we've got something else coming. Yeah. Low fat yogurt. It's on its way.
Right, wow.
So basically, basically we're going to be disappointed by it.
Low fat yogurt's on its way. You know what? Forget it.
Cheesecake,
I'm all right. I'm good.
He suggested that
cheesecake. Yeah,
our next transfer is going to be a little bit of filler.
Yeah. Alex transfer is going to be equivalent of low fat yogurt. Abhinav Verma is in the chat. He says Kane misses training. English media, oh poor guy, trapped at Spurs. Pogba misses training. Media, disgraceful, unprofessional, etc., etc. We'll be getting to that a little bit later on. But I want to touch on that because you're saying like we've had a main course, good meal, but you want the dessert. You want the cheesecake or the chocolate sundae or whatever. Yeah. You want the good stuff, the makes
sticky
it a good meal.
Pudding.
Yeah, a good whole meal. Yeah. Not just a good main course and a good starter. You want the full shebang.
People have got that.
Yeah. So you want a meal, right? So you want the
meal. I know what a meal is.
I don't want
a cheese board.
In a weird way, do you think we've had more starter and dessert than main course? Do you think the main course would be the CDM?
No.
Do you not think the main course
think
was
Sancho.
Jadon Sancho?
So, is Sancho not your main course?
You're saying you want bigger?
Really?
It was main course you ordered last season and it didn't come till.
Yeah, but we still like
late on the Uber Eats.
Surely the most
get your money back.
Surely the most expensive part of the meal is the main course.
Yeah. And I don't think we're going expensive.
Yeah, we're not
going
to buy a
that.
More expensive player than Jadon Sancho this summer, are we?
No. That's true.
Could we get a tapas though? No, this is
Now you're making it come. Let's have sushi, eh? Yeah. Now you're just confusing it.
Very knowledgeable on your food, isn't it?
I love food, mate. Anyway, I'm saying we've still got dessert to come.
Yeah.
You think we've skipped the main? Big statement.
No, I'm not saying we skipped the main. I feel like we wanted a really, really, really expensive main. We only got 3/4 of it. And part of the main left to go would be a CDM.
I think we do need a CDM for this transfer window to be a complete transfer window.
Do you buy a CDM that's more expensive than Sancho?
We've got to be realistic. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to go out and spend, I don't even know who we could get.
But the issue is, that's what we're saying. We keep saying CDM. I keep saying it because I think
who would you get then?
But there's not really anyone out there that's like any specialist CDMs on the transfer market for us to go and get, because as I just said, it's a position that there's very few world class players in.
Yeah.
But they make a huge difference, the likes of a Kante, Fabinho, Casemiro and that kind of player, even a Busquets in this late stage of his career. But speaking of a player that we could get, I've heard murmurings that Casemiro isn't happy at Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They are in dire straits.
Yeah.
So,
great.
So we've already took Varane. Probably couldn't get Casemiro, but in a wet dream.
Yeah.
It'd be.
Yeah.
I meant theoretically. Yeah.
Oh, you just saying like.
It'd be
over cheesecake. Yours is Casemiro.
It'd be. Oh yeah. Wait. I'll pause. I'll pause. I'll say.
Yeah.
That Casemiro would be. Perfect.
Yeah. And then we're complete then. We're complete.
I agree what you're saying. I think though the likelihood is we're not going to get him. Maybe a Ruben Neves who's been suggested. Does that make this transfer window good enough for you, Ronaldo? When you look at the fact that the caveat to all this is, normally, if we went out and got Jadon Sancho and Rafael Varane, I'd be like, okay. Yeah, and Tommy in backup keeper, all right. That's not probably the most important part of it, but we've addressed the right wing issue. We've got one of the best centre backs in the world coming in. Yes, we still need a CDM, but on the whole, that's a decent transfer window. But now the fact that Harry Kane's just missed training, it looks like he's got a say. Jack Grealish apparently is on the verge of joining Manchester City. Yeah. He's been rapidly deleting all his pro United tweets or his team have or whatever, his social media team, which makes you think something's going down.
Yeah, something is.
So if City get Jack Grealish and Harry Kane,
Do you really see getting both for them?
All of a sudden, it's like we've got our meal.
See, what's the meal?
Like, we've got our meal.
There's a banquet.
Yeah, there's a banquet going on next door. Like, we're having all you can eat.
A world buffet.
And we're like, I'm going to, we ain't got a dessert. Look at all them lot over there.
I was going to think, how do you even analogize that, though? Harry Kane, Jack Grealish. It's too.
That's ridiculous.
Never had a hog roast. They're
getting out. Never had a hog roast. Brought out to them with the old apple in the mouth and everything.
Is there anything you haven't tried?
Mate, he's like man versus food.
But I'm saying that, City get both. I don't see him. I see him getting one. I don't see him getting both.
Why not, though? Why not?
Well, you're paying upwards of $200 million for both.
They've got it.
Would they not?
And also,
I know they've got it, but...
And also, them spending $200 million is like us spending $30 million. Like, they've got basically unlimited money and owners who are happy to spend it.
Financial fair play.
Come on, bro.
But you know what it is?
Full well that financial fair play is a load of nonsense.
We're thinking about the ingoings of them getting Kane and them getting Grealish.
Yeah.
But I think that only happens if they get rid of a couple of players that they do want to get rid of, because I'm hearing they want to get rid of, like, some Mendy and someone that's kind of...
Mendy, the mascot.
The mascot. Yeah. Someone that's high up in terms of calibre of player at City that they might get rid of is Sterling.
Sterling, yeah.
They have got good players that they can get rid of, though, aren't they?
Sterling.
Like, there's talk I don't know how true it is, like, even like some maybe Bernardo Silva, I think, was he one?
Yeah.
It was suggested it could be used as a mate weight. Again, a very good player. Sterling, you've mentioned.
That's
Mendy,
the thing.
I know Mendy's made a glass a little bit, but when he plays, he's very good. So they've got options if they want to go, all right, say they went to Villa and said, give us Grealish, no. All right, we'll give you $60 million plus Sterling. All of a sudden,
I don't think Sterling's going Villa. But
all right, no, maybe not. Nah,
maybe they pay big money for Grealish and then do a swap with.
Yeah.
People might want to go to London.
Maybe someone like Bernardo Silva maybe goes out.
Sterling is home.
I'm thinking that the issue with City, as you've seen, is they've got such a strong squad and got so much depth. That they've got players that they can actually have as make weight that would get into a lot of starting lineups in the league or good quality sides. And so they can make up that money in the fact that if they spend $200 million, they can get rid of the likes of Bernardo Silva and Raheem Sterling and then
make some of that
money back. And then they're who we're trying to catch. So that's why one thing that
I've always thought with United, right? With these two signings, the R11 is as good as anyone's in the league, if not better.
Yeah. If they're fit.
If everyone's fit, R11. But hear me out. R11, is as good as anyone's, or probably strongest 11 potentially in the league. Yeah? You think about our back four. Yeah.
It's a bold statement.
Strong. Varane, Maguire, Shaw, Wan-Bissaka. Midfield, potentially, our midfield is Pogba and Bruno, and then Fred or McTominay or Van der Beek. Yeah, which is a very strong midfield. Okay, you can argue that there's a slight weak link in the DM role, but you've still got two world class midfielders in it. And then you've got like Sir Rashford, Sancho and Cavani up front. That's a very strong 11, that. My worry is, right, the reason I don't think we win the league is our squad isn't strong.
No.
So we haven't got lots of world-class players to come in if players start getting injured, especially in certain
Cavani
areas.
Drops out, you know, if he gets injured.
You maybe,
I don't know. I feel like we've got a strong forward depth, actually.
Maybe not centre forward, but inverted
forwards kind of thing. You've got
Sancho,
you've got Rashford, you've got Martial, you've got Greenwood, you've got Cavani, you've got even the likes of Diallo that can come into that. You've got Alanga who's coming on.
The thing with that is, though, we have got those players and the good players. It's just, though, for a title challenge. Say you lost Sancho for like a couple of months. All right, then, okay, Greenwood comes in. Or, Diallo comes in.
Yeah.
Can they sustain a title challenge? Do you know what I mean? Like, when City lose players, say, like, I don't know, say they get an injury to Diaz, Laporta comes in. It's almost like for like. Do you know what I mean? If De Bruyne gets injured, De Bruyne got injured a couple of seasons ago, and they still won the league.
Yeah, still.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's where I think we struggle in the squad depth. But I think 11 was strong. My point is, though, if they get Grealish and Kane, I think not only have they got the best squad, I think they'll have the strongest 11 as well. I think if they get those players, that's my worry. And is it then just a case of, I'm not saying we give up already, but like,
no, but
it's
going to
be a bit
tough.
Of a procession.
It's tough.
That's my worry. I'm not giving up because the season's not even kicked off. It does worry me because I think they've got the strongest squad and also probably the strongest 11. Because as a United fan, my hope is if we've got the strongest 11, even it's a massive if, we can keep everyone fit like Leicester did in 2016.
Yeah.
Maybe we've got a chance of winning a league.
Do you know what my hope is?
Go on.
They get Kane.
Yep.
And he somehow throws him off.
Strange things have happened.
You could do.
You know what? It's true.
Because like, the style of player he is.
Yeah.
Who they've had for the longest time is what? Aguero.
Yeah.
Very, very different player. And even him didn't kind of fit into the niche completely in terms of the way Pep wanted to play. Remember, it's not been like a perfect
Do you remember a few years ago, he drops in for the Barca game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like, this is when Aguero was 28 or 29 or whatever. So there's nothing to do with his, like, he's past it.
Yeah.
And it was like a game they obviously needed to win. And he dropped him. Mm. So there's no like, oh, well, it's tactical. You're basically dropping a player because you don't think he's good enough to win you this football match.
And I'd take Aguero over Kane any day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
So you might have a point there on it.
Because I think.
Because Kane's an out and out.
Strikes a part, he changed this whole tactics, does he then, Pep?
I don't know. Part of me, I think you might have to, because part of me feels like Kane's the type of player where he needs to be out and out by far and away.
Yeah.
The main man, the star man. And I think when if he plays for City, he's not that. And I think his style of player sometimes could work against City. This is wishful thinking.
No, because
I've seen it.
Mate, when
Kane plays for England,
you've got to ask a question, haven't you? Because it's not just like sometimes it can happen. Like, you know, I remember when United bought Berbatov, right? And I'm not, before people start hammering the comments, everyone thought a better example is Veron.
Yeah,
because Berbatov was, you know, it worked out really well. But it changed us a little bit, and there was that sort of period where it didn't look like it was going to work, and in the end we had to get rid of Tevez almost. When Veron came in, we had the best team, arguably, in Europe. Yeah? We bring in Veron, who's the best midfielder, probably in the world. And I remember thinking, this is it now, we're going to dominate. And it just upset us. And it wasn't quite right. And, quite work. And although Veron was very good in Europe in particular, it wasn't quite the right fit. I'm going to get into some of those comments and get back to you guys. Abhinav Verma says, why don't we breach FFP? What's the max fine we get? I think it's not a question of us not breaching it. I think it's our owners won't give that much money back to the club because it is our money, don't forget. Abhinav Verma again says, remember Chelsea 06-07 with Ballack and Shevchenko? They are something like Kane and Grealish of that time. We ended up winning 3 in a row after that. He's saying that. Paul Madison as well in the chat says,
Chelsea fan.
this kind of reminds me of Barca 2012 after they signed Cesc. It was supposed to be the greatest midfield the world had ever seen. Madrid won the league. Yeah, so
we're hoping basically that City's big signings just crumble for them.
I mean,
sometimes you have too much of a good thing, man. Too much of a good thing.
I'm just going to go into some of the other chat as well. Prasanav's K says Grealish will feed Kane with the service. So there's that element. And Dan says Kane will get injured by October and be out for 2 to 3 months. I can't remember it was. I was going back to your point earlier on it about midfielders. Someone was saying maybe Ndidi, Krasinic, Kaczyki says Ndidi over Neves. Thing with Ndidi, I don't see that. I mean, I think that is a Jadon Sancho type money.
Yeah, big money.
Leicester.
Yeah, I think that could be a main course.
Get involved in the comments and hit that like button as well, everyone.
People need to come to terms with the fact that Leicester are borderline becoming a big-ish
club massive.
They can demand a lot of money for their players, and it's even the element of, as a Leicester player, you don't necessarily have to run and leave. You are getting Champions League football, you are getting European football, you are getting you're winning things. You won the FA Cup, didn't they?
And it's like final,
The thing with Leicester though, people have to remember about Leicester, right, is they're a weird club because yes, they are a selling club, but they've got rich owners that care about him.
Yeah.
So when you want a Riyad Mahrez or a Kante or a Maguire, you can get him, but they don't just give him away.
No.
This isn't like a club that like, oh, we need 30 million as we're going under. It's a club that can say, we want 80 million. Yeah. And if you're not going to give us that, we'll keep him. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're in a weird sort of position.
Good position,
most clubs are either the haves or the have-nots.
Yeah.
So they're either going to sell you a player for 50, 60 million, or they're not. Because they don't do that sort of thing. Leicester are like in between, where you can get almost anyone you want from Leicester, but you've got to pay. Mm-hmm. Unless maybe, you know, the slight exceptions, like Jamie Vardy, for example, pretty much didn't want to leave, did he? When Arsenal came calling.
Yeah.
He just, I think it was his
decision. Didn't want that downgrade.
Well, it's a downgrade, isn't it? Where Arsenal are. You sound like a joke, but Leicester winning trophies. top four sort of challengers in Arsenal are kicking around, what was it, eighth they finished last season, wherever it was. Dan, Dave Hanley, all the shirts, if you order from the shirts, we have got merch that should have been sent out. If you drop me an email, fulltimedevils@gmail.com, I'll chase that up.
Or call Jay. 07.
But yeah, I mean, I know it's there's so many different caveats to this and that sort of, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but when you hear that, when you see it, for starters, two things. Do you think that's going to happen, Greaves and Kane? Are you at the point where you think this looks like it's going to happen?
I think only one is going to go. Yeah. I really do think only one's going to go by the time this August closes. And maybe something else happens later down the line or even next year. But I only think one's going to happen. If both happens, I'll be on the floor.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
You think both's going to happen?
I think, let me say.
Go on. What did he say?
that makes me laugh. Anyway, both happen only if one of their bigger players go.
Right, like
Bernardo Silva. Yeah.
They can't keep everyone now.
Yeah.
The big players. Bernardo Silva, I heard him talking about the fact that he wants to really stay. Sterling is the one who could, you know, if Pep takes him to one side and says, you're not in my plans next year.
Where does Sterling go, though?
If he goes to Spurs, he's back home. You know, he can, you know, set his family up there. He can play for a club that want him. He can play some good football. I know it's Spurs, but he's still playing in one of the best stadiums, you know, in the country. I don't know. He can become a bit of a hero.
No trophies, though.
No trophies. He could help him win a trophy, though, couldn't he?
It's a hard sell, isn't it? I get what you mean, but it's a hard sell. You do your best at one of the best trophies, one of the best stadiums in the country.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
you've got family in the area, local amenities. Yeah. You know, there's a great transport network. Do you know what I mean? Like, the tubes are so regular.
The options on delivery.
Yeah, honestly.
Unbelievable in London.
Do you know what I mean? You're right near the
Thames. And in the end, it always comes back to food.
So picturesque.
Yeah, but you're spooking a bit, Jay, saying, so you think we're done? The question is, have we done enough?
Well,
do you think we're done?
I'm sceptical about us getting...
Got the best 11?
About...
You know, just a minute ago, he said...
Got the best 11 in the
country. I thought you meant signings. Are we done?
Yeah, are we done? Like, are you happy?
I'm doubtful we're going to get Neves or Sal Niguez, who seems to be the two main ones we're talking about. Maybe Trippier, if Atletico blink... But you don't know with him, do you? Because they might just go, we're keeping him.
Yeah.
Like, give us a 30 million and United ain't going to pay that. All right, we'll keep him to the end of his contract then. We'll do that. So there's lots of ifs and buts and maybes with any deal, but I wouldn't be surprised if that is us done for the summer. I hope I'm wrong, because I do think we need another midfielder, especially if that mob from down the road get what they're getting.
I still would have loved for us to go in for Locatelli, and that was even before the Euros, but...
As soon as he scored that brace,
as soon as he scored that brace, I was like, that was the end of that.
That was the connection zero on his transfer value. Yeah. I agree. Ross Murphy says Arsenal will sign Sterling.
What?
Whoa. Can that happen? To be honest with you, right? It kind of makes sense in a way. Like, Arsenal need a big.
There's no rumours, though, signing, have they? There's no rumours.
But I just don't see.
The rumour mill, I thought, would be fully strong now, because
we're
coming to August, got a month left to do it. These things can take some time. I don't see Sterling transfer being deadline day stuff. I see it being done pretty soon, if anything. I've not heard anything.
I would say, like, City probably wouldn't want to sell to a rival, but then are Arsenal even rivals?
No, they're not. You could sell to Arsenal now.
Yeah,
like, Chelsea did it with Willian, didn't they? I know he might have left, actually, and just gone there.
What's the harder sell, Spurs or Arsenal to Sterling?
I think it's Spurs.
Really?
I still think
that's bad.
I still think Arsenal finished eighth, whatever, and I still think that they're obviously miles away from where they used to be when Wenger was there. But I still think there's that element.
Not
long ago, he won the FA Cup.
Spurs is just one of them teams that you can never ever take seriously.
Yeah, get involved in the comments,
he'd
right?
He'd know Arteta as well, though, wouldn't he? Sterling, because of his time at City. He'd know Arteta.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but he could go in Arteta. But remember me? I thought you were pretty shit.
Mate, Abhinav Verma, who's been mad in the chat today, says pay 50 million to Athletic for Saul and Trippier. Could there be a double deal? Oliver Edwards says, I think Bernardo will go, not Sterling. Gary Owens, he's played for City.
Yeah.
Sterling to Chelsea, possibly.
Nah, you won't sell to a rival. Chelsea, they've just beaten the Champions League. They're going to be up there with us at the top of the team. I don't see him selling to Chelsea.
Yeah,
Arsenal's right, Ronnie's right. Like, they're just not They're not up there yet, Arsenal, but they've still got the money to spend some cash. That is a direct sell to a proper opposition that FC sell to.
Would you have Sterling at United? Just out of curiosity. I know we're not going to get him. Would you though? If you could, would you have him?
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah? He's a United fan, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not that, you know, that counts for anything, but...
Big United fan.
Oh, yeah. Is
he? He's my guy, man.
Yeah? I think you should come.
Yeah?
Yeah. Say to him now, I'll be watching.
Nah, Raheem, if you're watching,
he won't be watching. But
come see United if you want to come Liverpool play days. For a big club for the first time in your career. right. Should move on slightly.
Yeah.
To part of the reason we're talking about Harry Kane and the reason it looks like it might be happening is because he missed training this morning. Didn't turn up for training. People looking at that as sort of him, sort of, you know, almost putting an ultimatum towards Spurs, like saying, I've had enough, I'm not, you know, close to going on strike or whatever, not having it, I want my move to Manchester City or I want my move to another club, looks like it's going to be City. Now, there's been a sort of mixed reaction in the press and, you know, online about it. A lot of people sort of sympathetic with him, saying like they can understand it, but Rio Ferdinand put a tweet out earlier and he said, let Paul Pogba not turn up for Man United training and see how the English media and fans go mad. Helicopters and police forces out searching his location immediately. Laughing emoji. Hashtag Kane, hashtag Premier League, hashtag football news.
Can hear or basically see the EDL members foaming at the mouth for that tweet.
Like, do you think there's an element of truth there to what Rio was saying?
Yeah, 100%. They go like, do you think
there would be
stuff?
Like if Pogba didn't turn up for training now?
It's the big media agents that lead that sort of thing. It's the writers that lead that. They know the headlines there. They also know it'll cause controversy like that. Harry Kane's just seen as this wonder kid for everyone in his eyes and stuff.
Golden
like
boy,
that.
Isn't it?
The golden boy. Even when, you know, he scored the goals for England, you know, he was on the back pages when actually Sterling actually bagged. And his goal was probably more important.
This game's Germany, is it?
Yeah, so it is. And it's his, he is the back page for the media places that just adore him. But, and that's why he gets away with it.
It's because he's seen as the only world-class player.
Yeah, that England have got. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. They're not seeing Pickford play.
Pickford.
World class.
He's the worst.
But yeah, he's getting away with it. Mm. So do we definitely know this is confirmed then? So he's throwing his toys out the pram.
Well,
Or is it just speculation?
We'll go right. BBC Sport, who pretty much just report, they don't tend to stick the neck out and go, we know what's going on.
Yeah.
I've just said Harry Kane, a transfer target for City, has not returned to the Tottenham training ground as expected on Monday morning amid speculation over his future. The striker was scheduled to have coronavirus testing on Monday before starting training on Tuesday. Spurs have offered no explanation for why the 28-year-old did not turn up. And it goes on to say, it is understood Kane felt he had a gentleman's agreement with Spurs chairman Daniel Levy that he could leave the club this summer. Yeah. So it does seem like it wasn't
planned.
Is he
style throwing his toys at the pram a bit, Kane?
It doesn't...
It seems more professional.
But recently, Kane has changed his stance a little bit. Like, he's been more vocal about wanting to move on. He's always sort of shut the door on that. Yeah. He hasn't this summer. And also, sort of become a little bit more public, the fact that him and Levy have got this agreement, as the BBC reported and other people have been reporting it. You said Romano, didn't you, Ronnie? I'll look at that
Romano
in a minute.
He's a snake.
I was going to say, gentleman's agreement with Daniel Levy. Doesn't seem like that exists, really.
No.
I don't think you can have a gentleman agreement with him.
Yeah,
I honestly think.
Yeah, this is basically everything that the Spurs the BBC have said is pretty much what Romano just said.
But also, you could see City offering quite a good bit of money. So, well, are they offering?
that's the biggest understatement I've ever heard.
Yeah, but
City offering him a decent wage.
Levy, have they not offered enough yet?
I think
is that why he's not.
You know, it is. As it
go on,
he's been through this before, and it with Bale, so.
You got a good deal there. You
got a good deal, but
I think he got the maximum he could have got for Bale.
I swear Bale wanted to leave the season
before. Do you know what he did? Do you know the clever thing that Levy did with Bale that people don't know or often overlook? Southampton were going through dire straits, right? I think it might have been an administration. Yeah. Southampton had like 20% of his fee buyout. So he went to Southampton and bought that off him for £1 million because he was skinned. So they took £1 million. And then he sold Gareth Bale to Real Madrid for £80 million. Didn't have to give Southampton 20% of that, which would have been like £15 million or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's very savvy.
He's
Do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't miss a trick. He saw that they were skint Southampton, he thought, we've got to deal with them.
We've got,
I'll buy that. I'll off him for a lot less than they would have got. And they were like, well, we need money
I
now.
I want it, yeah. What he knows that he can't replace Kane, though, when he sells him. Because no one of that caliber of player is coming to Spurs.
Is there an
so that's
right,
why.
Is there an argument, though, Ronnie? Yeah. You're right. But is there an argument? Spurs keep Harry Kane, don't get top four, don't win a trophy. Spurs sell Harry Kane, don't get top four, don't win a trophy.
Yeah.
Is there a massive difference for him? Like, if they sell Harry Kane for 110 million, say.
All right, they're
100 million, and they spend that... They spend that 100 million on two players, potentially, right? 50 million each on a couple of players or whatever, come in and strengthen the squad. Yeah, they end up finishing 5th or 6th. They keep Harry Kane, they end up finishing 5th or 6th. Is that not... Because do you think right now, if Spurs keep Harry Kane, they're going to finish in the top four?
No, I don't think it's... What Tottenham want now is silverware, because... Yeah. They're allergic to that. So what it is they I think they see it as, or we'd see it as, with Kane, they've got a 10% chance of winning the league.
Yeah.
Without him, 0% basically.
Yeah, it's weird how things work though.
It's like it, as you said, it doesn't make much difference, but it's still a difference. Okay. They're still more likely with Kane than without him. But
knowing Kane, the Spurs look, they'll sell Kane and then go on and win a trophy.
That'll be the ultimate irony. Imagine if they beat City in the final of something.
Yeah.
Just the League Cup or whatever.
Football
like,
works so weird.
The pictures of Harry Kane sat on the turf crying. go viral. No, I think you as a sort of an owner or as a fan even or whatever, if you've got Harry Kane, you want to keep him. I think that's...
What? A fan?
No, if you're a fan, if you're a Spurs fan and you've got you're a fan of a football fan and you've got Harry Kane at your club, what is then you're going to want to keep him, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
No, because if you're thinking about business side of it, what are you thinking? Levy's probably thinking...
I don't even want to know what you thought I said.
He said fan and then something else quite... never mind. He said... He said fan and then he, like, literally...
He's a fanny.
Oh,
that's what you thought I said. As a fanny, you weren't going to want to keep Harry Kane. No, that's not what I said.
Fanny's funny, isn't it?
Do you know what?
It's just a funny word. Carry on.
Fanny. I can't believe it.
My daughter's got this book, right? There's a book. And it's a book like...
Fanny?
Yeah.
There's probably a footballer called that, isn't it, somewhere?
Yeah, of course there is. There's definitely a fan he.
Sounds genderless.
Yeah. There's definitely a fan he somewhere.
Genderless. Right, there, my daughter's got this book, and it's called That's Not My. And it's got like, that's not my mirror. It's too shiny.
Don't know
and
where
one of the
this
clues
is
like, that's not my fan, it's too furry. And it's one of those where you feel it, you know, the butt, like you feel it.
Is
when
this
you say it, like,
feel it. Oh, it's one of those.
The fan is like fluffy.
What are you getting ready
what
for?
What do you mean a fan's fluffy?
Because it's just a fluffy fan. But when you say
it. They know what they're doing
there.
Yeah,
but when I said it, because I was reading a bedtime story, it sounded like filth.
Those are filthy. Fan, those writers
fan
are filthy.
Fan is too fluffy.
Fan.
And it's like, what's that? What's going on here?
It's a fluffy fan anyway.
Nah, anyway.
You don't need a fluffy fan.
And this is where you plug the Manscaped 4.0.
This isn't sponsored by Manscaped, but we have got other shows that are. And
if
you
don't want
fluffy,
your fluff fanny.
Yeah, fluffy fanny, you can go and check that out. Anyway, enough of that filth. We were talking about Paul Abel Pogba and the treatment of Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Is there a case there, what Rio's saying? Because we sort of brushed over it. You were saying, Ronnie, like we sort of got lost down a rabbit hole of whether Kane's going to go or not. Do you think he does get a bit of a pass, Harry Kane?
Yeah, he does, because he's the golden boy, isn't it? And obviously we know all about the little microaggressions and the little differences
little
between representation of certain people within the media. It's just the way it is. Yeah. But people would then argue saying, I think it's a character thing as well. They kind of paint Pogba as a certain character and then Harry Kane is a different character. And this is kind of out of the norm for what they'd expect Kane to do. So then I think he might have a little bit of leeway in that sense, but if there's one rule for one, it's got to be one rule for another. And if he's employed by the club, he's contracted to the club, and you've got training, you turn up. Simple as.
Yep. Rusab, or Ruab, sorry, Kalida says, all I want is for Ollie to be our Sorry, all I want is for Ollie to not be our Rodgers. He bailed us out at our worst. He is the one. He has to win, and he will win. FFS, he is one of us, in capitals. I agree. He is. Joe, where do you stand on it? Do you think that... Do you think Kane is getting a sort of easy ride? Or do you think enough people are sort of saying, well, hang on a minute, what's going on here?
There was a pot that was stirred like this week about Pogba leaving United, wasn't there? And it was a big, big pot. I think I was there 2 weeks ago and it seemed to be at the media forefront that Pogba was leaving. He was unhappy, blah, blah, blah. But then you actually hear words from the man himself about him being happy and settled, two kids here. And then the truth sort of comes out. So little murmurings of Pogba leaving was picked up by... the media, just they ran with it. They ran with it to cause upset, to get clicks. They ran with it to create stories, a bit of division. And it turns out, well, apparently it turns out to be complete rubbish. Pogba comes out, says he's happy, and now the rumour's just gone away. But the media have got what they wanted. They've got the click-throughs and they've got the stories, and that worked for them at the time. And I think what's working for them now is this Kane story and not making him a bad guy, but making him a good guy, if you get me. So they want to get the same click-throughs by the same people who wanted to see Pogba doing wrong. These same people want to see Kane doing right. And that's where the trouble is. They paint Kane out to be this wonder boy because people want to read about him being a wonder boy. They don't want to see him being this bad guy who has just gone, actually, I don't want to go to training. I'm going to cause a bit of a, you know, a hiss here. And I'm going to go, no, thank you. And then they'll get the stories, they'll get the clicks and they'll be happy. But
yeah, well, by the sounds of it, it's just like he's mentioning the gentleman's agreement. It sounds like Kane's basically said, saying to Daniel Levy, you told me I could leave, and now you're basically saying I can't. What happened to the agreement? So if you're going to play it that way, I ain't coming to training.
It is a shambles, isn't it, Spurs? Isn't it? Yeah. Like, you see all the managerial nonsense they have.
They are a
shambles. Now this as well. And this is the captain as well. I mean, it's awful, isn't
it? It is just awful.
Not that I'm overly concerned, but, Tottenham. You know, if you're a Spurs fan now, you're looking at it going, it took us ages to get a manager and we had all this sort of up and
down. They got their beat us 6-1.
It's just, you know, even going back to last season, sacking Mourinho 5 days before the League Cup final was just a crazy decision for me.
That's just scream Spurs, doesn't it?
It just does seem a bit of a mess. Moving on to more important things than Spurs.
please, can I... go for the quick toilet. I need a wee really bad.
How unprofessional are you?
I know, but
you've me and you've been together.
Right, you just keep
all hour. And why did you say, please, can I go to the toilet like you're at school?
How can you not? He put his hand up as well.
I know, like I'm going to say no. Joe's just gone to the toilet. Right. I wanted to ask you a little bit about this. Donny van der Beek bulking up. Apparently, or we can probably see it, he has been he's come back a little bit more hench. From the summer, I know he didn't play in the Euros, but he's obviously been working out in the gym and whatnot. It seems to be a little bit of a trait this at United at times, where we've had it with Rashford, we've had it with De Gea, even Ronnie did it. Scott McTominay as well seems to get a little bit bigger. I know players do get bigger when he gets to a certain age anyway, but it does seem to be something that perhaps they're working on. There's talk that maybe Michael Clegg or someone is working on it with the players. What do you make of that? Do you think that... that helps him? Do you think that's what he needs? Do you think that's maybe, bulking up could be a little bit of an asset for him?
Dutch league to Premier League, chalk and cheese. There's a physicality difference, yes. And the way that Donny van der Beek is kind of framed, it did look like in a lot of games.
Yeah.
I did say this quite a lot, even when he was doing the watch-alongs and stuff. He looked a little bit lightweight.
Yeah.
He looked a little bit off the pace at times. It looked like things were happening a bit too quick for him.
Yeah.
And this is a response to him obviously being told that within United.
Yep.
Him realising that if he is going to have a career and be successful, especially in the Premier League, he needs to kind of improve his physicality, because I think physicality was one of his major weaknesses, just from eye test perspective.
When I thought that was some sort of new metric.
I was watching
results have come in and he's mint.
I should have just ran with it.
You could have. I wouldn't have questioned you.
I wouldn't question. But he did look like he did need a little bit of a strengthen, but I think even that he needs to be a little bit more fit, a bit more physical in terms of getting about the pitch a little bit quicker. But people argue, could he have gotten that from playing more games? Possibly, but I think it's a good thing as long as it doesn't affect him, because people have natural body types that they kind of perform better at, because it could go the other way. He bulks up and then he's not used to being that size, and then it works against him, but we'll have to wait and see.
What do you reckon, Joe? Nice of you
to
join us.
What a quick wee that was.
I'm about to say, you have a proper... Did you wash your hands?
Yeah, I did. Mm. Why only shook it twice, though.
Why are you out of breath?
because that was a running bang out bang wee boom zip up wash hands back here.
Good lad.
Minus a minute.
Nice.
Van der Beek. I wonder if he could do that as quick as me. I'd love to have a race with Van der Beek so he could wee quicker me or him.
Who do you reckon he'd win?
Me.
Do you reckon?
Easy.
I reckon he takes his ages.
Yeah.
I reckon he proper like. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe that's the trouble. Maybe he's too long in the change room.
Full experience there. He's none of this like bish, but like you there running about, none of that.
Yeah, well, I just want to be back for the banter, didn't I? Yeah. Anyway, Van der Beek, I think he wants to be back at United's team. Well, he wasn't even in United's team. I think maybe something like that might have gone wrong where he brings him into the fold and he's going against the big lads in midfield and the training, they're going to get matched against McTominay. He's a big guy, his Pogba's a big guy, and Van der Beek's competing with these and we're looking for strength there, and Ollie might go, oh, he's not holding his own in this midfield when they're training. So, you know, yeah, I think I agree with Ronnie. I think a couple more games would have been ideal for him just to prove himself. But if he's spent the summer, because, you know, he did go to the Euros, if he spent the summer bulking and getting used to being a bigger man and strengthening up, maybe training, you know, he's flooring Matic, you know, he's banging out McTominay, you know, he's ready for it.
Because some players, like, don't need that, though. Like, Bruno is never going to be that type of player. He gets stuck in and he's, you know, he's aggressive and whatever, but he's not big. He's not Ali. And if Lingard's not like that.
Sometimes strength's
not. Do you know
what
I mean? Yeah, sometimes like, strength's not. That's what I mean. Like, is that something in his game that's going to help the way he plays? Oh, sorry. The way he plays, bulking up, will that help him then? That's what I... Because I always thought of him as a bit more of a creator almost rather than someone who's getting stuck in.
But instead of comparing him in terms of Bruno's got the production behind him. Bruno's performed like at a world-class level,
yeah,
especially statistically, since he's arrived at United. So there's no reason for someone to say to him, you need to make changes or you need to bulk up. Van der Beek's come to United for a season. For the large part, he struggled to break into the team. And he's just struggled in general. So that's why he needs to look for a change.
Right,
so like, instead of looking at it in a like, comparative of saying, Bruno doesn't need to bulk up, why would Van der Beek do
No, I just mean like, not all players need that. Yeah. Like Lingard doesn't, famously his granddad used to try and get him to bulk up when he was like 10 and he was like, he ain't not going to be that guy. And certainly not 10 years old, just leave him. You know, some players don't need that.
But De Gea needed it. We talked about De Gea.
Yeah, De Gea used it. And it's funny, we talk about Marcus Rashford, but he didn't bulk up a lot, but he bulked up enough to be very strong. You've seen him in the challenges with Van Dijk, with Kyle Walker, with, was it Gomez? Just, you know, he's very, very...
Being tough.
Yeah, he's tough. So you're right, I get that. I get the idea that you have to change something if it's not working for you. Maybe that is a change. I just feel with Van der Beek, it doesn't matter whether he bulks up or not, he's got to get some game time.
Yeah, he's got
just
to.
Not had... Was it 4 Premier League games last
Which
season?
Which is just...
Yeah, I mean, it's madness. Jack Lynch says in the Super Chat, we do need a CDM and then I will be happy with this window. And if Haaland doesn't leave this summer, then United will go for him next year. I had this in the news this morning. There's the sort of talk that maybe United could be in the mix for him next summer because it's looking increasingly likely he's going to stay at Dortmund this summer. And obviously he's got that £65 million buyout clause next year, which means it's open season on Erling Haaland, isn't it? If he stays there at Dortmund.
So many people want him, though.
Loads, it's just a case of can you convince him to come to Manchester United over maybe if Madrid come in for him or Chelsea, who have long been after him. Will he
City
want
might want
back?
Him go 4-4-2.
Yeah.
Him and Kane.
Yeah.
I think Pep is the last person to go 4-4-2.
Imagine that.
That would be everything
out
the window.
Yeah, but then
they'd
call him a genius.
Yeah, he's played that formation that we did for like 20 years. He'd be like, oh, look, he's invented this.
What? I think he almost tries to follow that too much now and he overcomplicates everything.
Pep. Yeah, I think he did in the Champions League final, didn't he? Yeah. I think like dropping Fernandinho.
That's
and
why.
And also like, was it Rodri as well? There was like no CDM.
Yeah,
there was Kante was just running the show. It was very weird. Like,
that's why they should get Kane, Grealish. He's got to somehow put him into the team with all the players that they got there. He'll try some mad different formation and tactical difference to the way they play and it throws him off and then...
See it a little bit with Grealish because I think Grealish is sort of a player that for me seems like he does his own thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
He's a flair. Both, he, does like, players, he doesn't seem players. Like someone who Pep's quite instructive in it. Like, I want you to do this and Where Grealish sort of his own thing. Leave him to, he's over there 1 minute, he's over here next. He doesn't seem to be someone who's regimented. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I'm sort of reaching a little bit. Jed Loveday says, will Relo get him to United 5 yards. We don't Pogba, eh?
Briola,
Oh, really? Yeah. Will Riola. I understand that. I'm not taking a mickey. I think you've just sort of...
He's probably, you know, he's...
Will Riola, get him to United, 5 years with Dunn Pogba.
It's like a game. Nice. I love it. Nice. Right, what are we talking about?
I think it's a Google Translate.
Five-year contract, maybe, he thinks. Will Riola get Haaland on a five-year deal?
Yeah, and then...
Something
Pogba.
About Pogba.
Oh, yeah, Pogba. Oh, like he did with Pogba, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. We're dealing with Riola, that thing's for certain, which is always a difficult one. It holds its own problems, doesn't it? We mentioned Jesse Lingard. Doesn't look like he's going back to West Ham, and I don't blame him, to be honest.
Why?
I just don't think he should be. I don't think West Ham are getting in the Champions League. This is his last big contract, his last move to a big move. And I think, is he going to play Champions League football at West Ham?
Is he in a position or the type of player where he's demanding playing for a Champions League playing team?
100%, yeah. Definitely. Champions League football isn't like this far away sort of magical thing. The most big clubs are not even that big clubs.
As good as he performed in the end of the season, I don't know if Lingard's got the type of pull where he can leave and be like, I'm not playing for anyone that isn't in the Champions League.
Yeah, I think he can get a Champions League club, sure.
Well, the Champions League clubs are, well, if not in Europe, the Liverpool...
Maybe like in England, yeah, you're limited because City and Liverpool ain't going to happen, or Chelsea.
Yeah.
But in terms of like if he wanted to go and play like, I don't know, sort of in Italy. I mean, look at, Ashley Young and Alexis Sanchez went to Inter and won the Serie A. And, you know, Kieran Trippier went to Atletico and won La Liga. And, you know, these guys all play Champions League football. I think Jesse Lingard, who's just, you know, what, 9 goals and 4 assists since February, can get a move to a club that's in the Champions League. I think West Ham, while it's a good club and he obviously enjoyed himself there, for me, I just don't see them ever getting in the Champions League. And then people might go, well,
yeah, sure, I get that.
Have they ever been in it? Have they ever in their history been in the Champions League?
Someone will say maybe.
Get involved in the comments and let us know. I can't recall it. I might be forgetting it. They might have done it once or twice, but I certainly don't. I think if he goes there, that's like saying, all right then, I'm pretty much never going to play in the Champions League.
Lingard to Leicester.
Well, Leicester have got a better chance of playing Champions League football.
Yeah. Sure, decent fee, but I think...
Than West Ham.
You'd strengthen Leicester a bit.
When I say Champions League, I don't mean next season. I mean, if you go to Leicester, there's a good chance, say you sign a 3-year deal or 4-year deal with Leicester, during those 4 years, they'll play Champions League football.
I
don't think West Ham do that.
I think Leicester's just about made it in that little group of teams that United probably be hesitant to sell Lingard to.
Oh, right. You think that because it's like...
How much would you sell?
Because I don't think Leicester are thereabouts, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't think he'll go for big money. He's only got a year left on his deal. Yeah. So what, 30 million probably? Yeah. Because, he's had a great spell at West Ham, but as you were saying, Ronnie, prior to that, he wasn't in the best of form. So you can look at it in that way as well. Ryan Davidson in the chat says, rather keep Jesse than let him go to West Ham. Would you keep him?
No.
You wouldn't? Would you let him go to West Ham then?
I'd let him go to West Ham.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that than him go to Leicester.
I just don't know if he fancies it. What do you?
West Ham, yeah. Why does
All right, you've got a choice. You've got a choice. Well, it doesn't seem like he does it? Probably because he's probably thinking,
Jay definitely knows that he don't fancy it.
This is the whole point of the conversation. No, because West Ham won him, but he's not gone there. So there's obviously a reason for that. United are willing to let him go.
Because they've not paid up. Have they offered any?
The reports are that West Ham were interested. I don't know.
Those reports have died off, haven't they? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it seems that my point for him is he's probably looked at it, or I don't know, I'm just saying, looked at it and gone, you know, I would like to play Champions League football again in my career.
Yeah.
Am I going to do that if I go to West Ham?
That's true.
I don't think he will. And I also think that West Ham might keep Declan Rice for another season, but then after that, he's going. So it's like, is he joining a club that, for me, I'd say flattered to deceive a little bit last season, but peaked last season? Are they going to do that again this season?
It was quite a
Everyone
run,
thought it
was
battling relegation and they finished whatever, 6th or 7th, whatever.
Can Moyes keep it up, basically? Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, you're right.
For me, I just don't know. I think if this is your last big move, you're 28 years old, do you go to West Ham? Would you do that if you were Jesse Lingard?
I wouldn't be as against it as you are.
Yeah. I mean, I get for him, he enjoyed his time there and, you know,
I can see
football,
him thinking he'd want to play maybe a tier up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's my point. I'm saying, like,
Is the market there for him?
He could go abroad. I know he's got a family as well, so that might, you know, he's got, I think he's just had a daughter, hasn't he? So that might come into play. Just to round up, Wally of the Weeks. Joe, I'll start with you.
Can you go? Because I don't think I've got one yet.
I've got one.
You didn't tell me to get one.
Well, that's just,
the easy one. Harry Kane.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, there we go.
Wally of the Week.
Harry Kane or the referee in the tournament yesterday.
Go on. Give us a bit of context because that doesn't mean anything to anyone.
It's too long of a story.
Well, you can't just say referee in the tournament yesterday and not tell
you'll
anyone.
You'll see it when when the video comes out and the Paddock FC.
Right, what did the referee
do? The BT Sport Cup final. He was just shocking. Most refs are, but he was especially.
Yeah, not good. Those cows that nearly killed that woman.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I need to get my teaspoon and my marigolds out later.
Wallies of the week. Yeah, is that right? I can just pick one of them out.
You can pick one.
Yeah, just the main cow then who led the charge.
Do you know who Wally I'm going to pick as my Wally of the Week? Who's that Lord that had a go at Alex Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Digby.
Wally of the Week? Is this a usual installment?
Yeah, we have this every week.
Why does he tell us this?
The Paddock podcast, which was the Devil's podcast, right? It's been going for 2 years.
And we always have
Wally of the Week on it, right?
It's like,
so I don't get why this has become a revelation.
Have you seen The Breakfast Club? We didn't have this.
Yes, we did.
Have you watched The Breakfast Club? The American... Now with Charlemagne.
Oh, Charlemagne the God?
Yeah. They have a donkey of the day thing. It's like similar. But all right.
Well, we were doing ours before Charlemagne the God was doing donkey of the day. We were doing Wally of the Week back in the 80s.
I love it. Yeah, but, cow.
Man's right, so cow. Yours is the cow. Even though I don't think the cow's done anything wrong. If you go into a cow's field.
Yeah, yours is, all right, so yours is the cow.
Who's to blame there, though? Like, I'm not saying the woman deserved it, but like, if he goes into a field full of cows, why are the cows at fault?
It's not. That's what I think.
The woman. I'll change it. The woman. Right. It's like she's an officer. She brought 34 ribs.
Well, that's a bit. That's making her Wally of the Week when she's lining traction.
She's gone into their habitat. She's gone into their gaff. Yeah, basically,
it is true.
Do you know what I mean? I just feel you know.
But mine's Kane.
Yours is
Harry
Kane.
Kane, not the
mine's
wrestler,
Lord Digby, who says you know you can't have an accent or whatever he was saying to be a broadcaster, which is just utter nonsense. There's nothing wrong with staying true to who you are.
There's no one more right to say that.
You've had a successful career in broadcasting and you keep your accent, don't you?
Yeah.
I think everyone on this table.
The mankest guy on the radio, Jay.
Yes. I was advised that though. I was advised because I tried. Yeah, to do, of course. I tried when
right.
I used to do news.
Too right.
And it sounds ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. When I used to try and lose my accent. So embrace your accent. Be true to yourself.
And don't go into a cow's house.
Don't go into a cow's house.
But you can wank off a bull.
You can wank off a bull if you're a bit skint. Because
you can for milk. Oh, that's a cow.
No. You're not going to go.
Do not be expecting milk, whatever you do.
I've been milking this cow for hours. All I've got is a cup full of milk.
Yeah, and my tea doesn't taste right. What is this? Can't make a cake with that. Is it full fat,
this?
It's
funny, this.
Is it? Semi-skim. It's not very nice.
Ronnie.
What a podcast.
On that bombshell, this has been the Paddock Podcast, or the Ronaldo Brown Show, as I like to call it. Joe, where can people find you?
Just search Joe McGrath on the YouTube bit. Go follow me and watch the video, please.
Yeah.
Link's in the description.
Go check out Joe McGrath's channel. It's fantastic. Very, very funny. Ronnie, where can people find you other than milking bulls?
No, I don't milk bulls.
Right.
That's bullshit.
Where can people find you, bro? Come on, you can do this.
That was you. That was your fault.
Never mind that. Where can people find you? Ronaldo Brown 98, is it?
Ronaldo Brown underscore.
Sorry, underscore 98. Go and check him out on his socials. And also, as he mentioned there, go and check out Stretford Paddock FC. They had a game yesterday or a tournament. Ronnie's not too happy with the refereeing decisions you can make. You know about that. You know where to find me, Jay Motti, on all the socials. If you're not doing, make sure you're hitting like, share, and subscribing to the channel.
And sub.
This has been Paddock Podcast. Thanks for watching.
Sports Social Podcast Network.